Bite.
It seems quite a while ago now, but we talked about some useful tools that we can use when navigating the internet, didn't we? These included Leesy Points and Leesy Alerts. Using the internet is one of the best things in life. There's so much you can do. But sometimes you need a reminder as to how to do something. When you visit a website for the first time, the first thing you probably do is to explore the page from top to bottom so as to hopefully find some navigational techniques that you can employ in the future. Are there headings on the page which will take you to strategic points within it for fast navigation? Does the page contain tables? In which case, it may be helpful to turn on the JAWS Smart Navigation mode so that it's easier to read. Do you need to use the JAWS Find facility to locate a word or phrase as a useful starting point? There are many more examples, and whichever trick works for you on a website, you'll want to remind yourself what you did to get to where you need to be, so that the next time you go back there, you can do it all over again. Let me introduce you to Leesy's Custom Web Text. When you visit a website or a specific page on a site, you have the opportunity of creating some custom notes for it. When you revisit the site again, you'll be told that there is custom text available. Remember, Leesy puts you in control, so we're not going to automatically speak the text or place it into the JAWS virtual viewer, thus interrupting your web browsing. You decide when you want to read it. The first thing we need to decide is whether we want to create custom text for a domain or a specific page. The term domain refers to the whole website, and specific page is a page on that site. This can be changed at any time. I'm going to choose to create text for specific pages because that's probably the most useful. Most home pages of websites, for example, are quite straightforward to navigate. Often the tricky part is how to access specific forms or tables which can be located on other pages as you delve deeper down into the site. To change to specific pages, we're going to focus on a website. It doesn't matter which one it is at this stage. And we're going to press the Leesy key followed by Alt Windows C for custom text. This brings into view a screen using the JAWS virtual viewer. Because we haven't created any custom text for this particular website, Leesy assumes that you either want to create some or you want to change modes.
Link create custom text. Link change between page mode and domain mode.
I'll press enter on this link and we'll see which options are available.
Custom text will apply to the website domain.
And if I do it again,
custom text will apply to the web page.
That's exactly what I want, so I've set that mode and it's permanently set until I decide to change it. I'll press escape and here I am back on my website. We now need to enable the custom web text feature itself. As usual, it is off by default. To enable it, press the Leesy key, then Alt Windows W. It's a toggle keystroke. If you decide you no longer want it, press it again to disable it. But in most cases, once you've set it, you'll probably want to keep it switched on.
Leesy, you will be advised if custom text is available for a website.
I've just started using the Zoom conferencing system so that we can host our training courses at Hartran Consultancy and any special events that we happen to have. There are a lot of good ways to get around the website pertaining to it, and while I'm learning how to work with it, I think I'll make some notes as I go along. When I visit the home page, the first thing I usually do is to bring into view the list of links on the web page using Insert F7 and select the link My Account. So let's make a note of that to remind me that that's what I need to do. Press the Leesy key, then Alt Windows C when you're on the website in question.
Leesy, link create custom text.
We need to activate the first link to create some custom text.
Please type your custom text, then press Ctrl plus Enter.
Now, as prompted, I'll type the reminder text. Press Insert F7 on this page and select my account.
Press insert F7 on this page and select my account.
Now we'll press Control Enter to save it.
Saving. Video conferencing, webinars, screen sharing, Zoom, Internet Explorer.
We'll come back to it in a moment and check that it works. However, another slightly troublesome page is called My Meeting Settings. I'll activate that link now on the page.
My Settings Zoom page has one region, 5 headings and 110 links.
There are two good strategies here that I can use. First, because there are no navigational techniques, such as headings, I need to press the letter N to bypass all the non-linked text. That's the starting point of the material I need to read. Also, I need to remember that after each block of settings, there is an edit link, which I need to activate if I wish to change anything. I'll go through the same procedure now for creating the custom text so as to remind me of those points.
Please see. Link create custom text. Please type your custom text, then press Ctrl plus Enter. Press letter N to move to the start of the important material. Remember that the edit link comes after each block of settings.
I'll press Ctrl Enter to save.
Saving. My settings Zoom Internet Explorer.
Having done that, let's first go back to the Zoom homepage.
Video conferencing, webinars, screen sharing, Zoom, navigation region, custom text, page has 3 regions, 1 application, 14 headings and 81 links.
Notice that we were advised that custom text is available. I'll press the Lisi key, then Alt, Windows, C to read it.
Lisi. Press insert F7 on this page and select my account. Link edit.
So, first of all, we have the notes that I wrote.
Press insert F7 on this page and select my account.
That's absolutely right. If I arrow down.
Blank. Link edit custom text.
We have a link to edit the custom text. So, if we decide there's an additional point that we want to add to the notes here, perhaps another navigational technique, we can press enter on it, edit the text, and then control enter to save, and it's automatically available. We can also
link delete custom text.
Delete the custom text if we decide the note is redundant after all.
Link change between page mode and domain mode.
And of course we have that link to change between page mode and domain mode. Don't forget that the notes are displayed using the JAWS virtual viewer, so we can read it at our own pace, perhaps line by line if you've created a few notes. I'm going to activate the link to delete the custom text.
Link delete custom text. Custom text deleted.
And pressing enter on that link did indeed remove it. Now, what about my navigation tips in respect of the page for my meeting settings? Let's go there and check that's working.
My settings zoom, custom text, page has one region, 5 headings and 110 links.
It certainly seems to be. Let's press the Lisi key, then Alt Windows C.
Lisi. Press letter N to move to the start of the important material. Remember that the edit link comes after each block of settings. Link edit custom.
Absolutely perfect. There is one other piece of useful information to pass on to you. JAWS contains a feature called custom labels. If there are elements of a website where the accessibility could be improved upon, you can label those elements to speak something more useful. Form controls are a very good example as to where this may occur. If at Hartch & Consultancy we've created any custom labels to improve the web experience for users, they are not only downloaded in the background, but installed in the correct location on your machine. So the next time you visit the site, it should be a more pleasant experience for you. This only occurs if, and only if, custom web text is enabled. You have to make the decision first that you'd like this additional support. The web is your oyster with the Lisi custom text.
For more information, please visit www.hartgen.org/lisibytes.